Good morning.
It's 1st of June and first day of hurricane season.
Yeah, so here in the upstate or the upper part of the city of South Carolina, we do have to worry about a lot of things when it comes to hurricane season.
Sometimes we're right in the path.
That is right. Hurricane Hugo basically came up Interstate 26, turned in Columbia, went up Interstate 77. So they know their way.
Road.
Yeah, they know their way. But we're so fortunate to have so many great folks here in our community, like the American Red Cross, Joseph Hayes here, who's the executive director. And I know, Joe, this is something that we should be concerned about as well, where we're located in the state of South Carolina when we talk about hurricane season.
Absolutely. And so, you know, it's unique. I've only been in South Carolina for 2 years now, and it seems as though it's followed me here.
I know, came up the road with you.
I know my first year here, it was the big SC floods that pretty much devastated the central portion of the state.
Sure.
And then the year right after that last year, it was Hurricane Matthew, which went along the coast and pretty much devastated much of from Florida up to Virginia. And so this year we're trying to stay ahead of all of that and make sure that we help families get prepared, because, you know, that's our role, is to make sure that we're arming communities with how to be safe before the storm happens so that the cleanup is much less.
That's where we count on the American Red Cross
to
step in with a lot of help and aftermath as far as making sure that families are safe and taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we need some tips on what we should do now as the weather's nice today. You know, before the hurricane hits, what can we do today?
Yep. So they say the hurricane season starts officially tomorrow. And so the six tips that we're telling families to keep in mind is, number one, create an evacuation plan. I think everyone needs to know how to get safe, where to go, where to meet, where to, where to get out.
Got to have a little family meetings.
Yes,
if something happens, this is where we're going to be.
Yep. And you also want to know how quickly you can do that. So that's why it's good to practice your evacuation plan, or at least, like I said, know where to meet. Where is the family going to gather and go?
And think about all those sides, like if it's a fire, if it's a flood, if it's a situation like that.
You want to build an emergency kit. Everyone should have an emergency kit. If you already have one built, it's time to check it, make sure that the things in there are still up to date, the food, the papers. Some things to include in your emergency kit would be a gallon of water per person per day. Non-perishable food, flashlight, a radio, first aid kit, medications, if you have a baby or an infant, supplies for them, maps of the area, things like that.
Putting money in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Some extra cash, blankets, emergency contact information, something that most people probably forget, and in today's world is very critical, our phone chargers.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Keep an extra cell phone charger in that kit, just in case, because odds are you're not going to grab your cell phone charger when you run out the house.
And someone told us one time to go ahead and take pictures of everything in your house, the way your house looks now, where things
that's
are located and everything, and save those, because if it's a flood, if it's a fire and your house goes away, you at least have something to show what it looked like, and maybe for insurance purposes.
Like a flash drive in a bag.
Make sure you have insurance.
And I say that facetiously, but for renters,
it's true.
Make sure you have renter's insurance. It's very cheap. A lot of renters go without it because they don't need it necessarily. The landlord doesn't require it.
Make sure
you have it. Let's see. Get access to a weather radio, the NOAA radios. You can purchase them off the Red Cross store.
Okay.
But any type of battery-powered radio.
You can have the crank kind, too.
We have those.
They're neat.
Yeah, they always sell those.
It'll work you out.
Yeah, they will. Keep doing it.
You want to protect your windows with permanent storm shutters. Let's see, be informed. So you want to learn about your community's hurricane response plan. Make sure that, like I said, you know the plan, how the evacuation routes go, where you're going to drive, because if something were to happen here and we did have to evacuate out, it's going to be massive traffic. You want to know the routes and where you're going.
No doubt.
And just knowing if you're going that way, so is everyone else.
Yep.
So you kind of want to maybe go off the beaten path just a little bit so you're not in that mass exodus.
And then the last one that I would suggest, tip number six, and this to me is kind of like the all-inclusive tip. You can move this up to number one, but download our free Emergency Red Cross app. It costs you nothing, and it will give you expert advice. It'll give you much more than six tips, and it will also help you prepare for any other type of natural disaster that would occur. I think technically they list 35 disasters on there, but any type of disaster is going to tell you how to get prepared before and how to recover after the disaster. So I would absolutely download the free Red Cross emergency app.
I'm sure there's a lot of menus. We talk about a three-day supply of food. How do you carry that around? That you can put it into a number 10 can, and there's ways that you can put it all together, like little beef jerky, little soup, you know, stuff like that. So check that out.
I don't think my wife would be satisfied with the food.
Well, hopefully it won't be for that long, right?
Yeah.
So I live, born and raised here in South Carolina, grew up in Fort Lawn, and I remember I was in third grade when Hurricane Hugo hit.
Okay.
Watched our pool building, like, literally disintegrate straight in front of our eyes.
Oh my
like
gosh.
The roof come off and everything along those lines. We were without power for 14 days in the country. We had a pool, thank goodness, because we could take a bath. But from that point on, we've always been more conscious of hurricanes. And just because we're inland doesn't mean that you still are you know, home free. Like, oh, well, that's a coast thing. Because, again, inland, we have to worry about flooding and we have to worry about tornadoes because of the winds and everything from wherever the hurricane makes landfall. And we don't want it to hit anywhere, especially in South Carolina. But if we do, I know you guys are right there. Without blinking an eye, you're right there jumping into action.
That is right. I would also say that we're always looking for volunteers because a lot of times when the storm passes us, we are able to engage in a way where we can help others who have been impacted. And so the way we do that is we rely on volunteer support. So I would encourage anyone who would like to volunteer to get on to redcross.org and sign up to be a volunteer. That helps us prepare so that we have enough manpower to actually respond to the disasters.
And who makes a good volunteer? What is the ideal person, or who in your eyes have you guys seen who's been a successful volunteer?
So that's a trick question. I would say I can give you the philosophical type of response where, you know, anyone with a heart, I think, is the right person. But truthfully, I think anyone that follows through that is available is what we look for. I mean, anybody can do the job. It's not something where, you know, it requires a certain level of or a certain IQ to get it done. You're just helping people out. So, I mean, anyone can do the job.
Right.
We really look for people who are committed, who follow through, who show up. It's tough to rely on people who are never available and who don't show up.
Sure, right?
That's
When you have a disaster and you need to have the person, the seat needs to be filled.
Yeah, you don't want the person to say, sorry, I'm going to the beach this weekend. Can someone else do it? Yeah, I can see that.
But anyone with a passion to help others, I think they would fit right in line with what we do.
I bet any moment,
rewarding.
Any moment you have a disaster and the Red Cross helps you, then that will spawn someone to move forward and say, I have to give back to what I've been given.
So, you know, we have a great story of a young lady, and this kind of segues into what I wanted to talk about. Her name is Paige Wilson. She was actually a client of ours back in 2014.
Okay.
Her home had burned down, and we arrived on the scene and administered, you know, help to her. And as a result of that experience, she had committed to giving back. And we hear that all the time, and nothing against, you know, these good-hearted people.
Yeah,
but we hear that all the time when we provide help and they say, oh, we're going to give back. But Paige, she signed up, and she's been responding to fires ever since. And so now she actually goes out 3 a.m. and helps other families who have been affected by fires. And she's going to be our guest speaker at our luncheon coming up on the 16th June. And I would love for folks to come out and hear her story and several other ones. We're celebrating 100 years of local life-saving services here in York County, Chester, Lancaster, and Chesterfield. And so we're inviting the community to come out, party with us. It's a luncheon. It's no cost. We're going to have great food from the York and also Tees on Main catering. It's going to be, again, June 16th from 11:30 to 1 at Frank Roach American Legion Post. If anyone wants to come, they can actually sign up. Very easy, no cost. They can go to redcross100.eventbrite.com and sign up.
So a free luncheon just to celebrate the American Red Cross and the people that have given back. Definitely
absolutely,
a great time.
And to learn where you can get plugged in.
That's
see where your skills are needed the most.
That's
so, wow, that is crazy. That's great. I mean,
and
that's
great food. I do have – I just got a menu. I would love to tease people.
Okay.
So,
we like that.
If you
like
haven't
food.
Eaten at the Yolk, I strongly encourage you to eat there. But Chef Greg, he just sent me the menu. It's going to be pan-roasted fish over grits with grilled tomato gravy and summer vegetables, salad, spring greens, with your choice of granola, Asiago cheese, and strawberry vinaigrette. And then we're going to have a dessert from Tea on Tees on Main that I don't know what it's going to be yet. But it's going to be delicious.
I think it's going to
be good. Yeah,
it's going to be good.
But that's a good tease, right? That's what we like to say in our line of work, a good tease. You tease all the way up to that.
Yes. And a thank you to Trisha Palm, who is our centennial chair. She's done great work with this and helping us out. And several other businesses have been a part of that. But thank you to Trisha. She's really done a lot to help us pull this off. And so we're hoping the community will show up.
100 years of service in South Carolina. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And you're always there. You're always there.
Yep.
I mean,
I look good for my age, right?
Yeah, you do.
You do.
So young, Joe.
You do. But it's so interesting. We roll up on the scene of a incident, whatever it is, and the American Red Cross has even been there. They're there now or they're on their way. I mean, it's just think of what we have in our community when sometimes things do not go the way we want it to go. But you guys are there. You don't judge. You're there. Just say, what do you need? What can we do to put you back on your feet? which is remarkable.
Well, thanks for all your service to our community, Joe. My goodness, that's fantastic to be able to count on the American Red Cross and the volunteers that make it happen.
Yep, and thank you for all that you all do and for everyone else who's out there listening. Thank you.
We'll see you out there on Friday, June 16th. RSVP now, because when you have Chef Collier doing stuff, I think people sign up fast.
And this menu,
best Brits in town. I promise you.
You're right. So go to redcross100.eventbrite.com to RSVP for the Red Cross Centennial Luncheon, 100 years, a century of service in South Carolina, Friday, June 16th at 11. 30.
Thank you.
Joe, great job. Thanks so much for letting us know it's hurricane season. We're going to keep our 72-hour kits in our closet right there, ready to go.
Yes, absolutely.
You and your family are so cute. I'm so glad when we get to go visit you at the office, sometimes see your kids over there.
They're so great.
Summertime is coming, so,
so
expect a lot of them.
Thanks for all you do, Joe.
Thank you, Freddie. Thanks, Lucas.